Once upon a time, you were 25, walking up the aisle. You made the promise of love. Blink twice and you were 29, singing lullabies. And I looked up at you for the first time. Words fall short, and I am sure they'll never be anyone like you. You're strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, you never left me there. And you love like your mother, like there's nothing. Song for you. Woke up, I was 21, and I fell in love. Remember how I told you that I'd search the world and I found the girl, and oh, how she reminds me of you. You're strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, you never left me there. And you love like your mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero, so I'll sing this song for you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Life Walk with Christ God. You come on over to Trim Radio Network. You can listen in. You can buy our merchandise. We broadcast live all over the world, and we'd love to have you on our team. So if you want to join us here on the Trim Radio Network, all you have to do is message us. We'll show you how easy it is to do. The opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. Any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. That includes any and all medical and health professional information as well. And we expressly deny any and all liabilities resulting from the show. Anyway, that song right there, Unsung Hero, great song, covered under King and Country. And it's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. We do have a call-in number. 803-200-2 I'm going to post it up and just make it easier. How about that? So, but anyway, it is 1-800-200-2277. And with that, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to make sure that I put up. Let's see. We'll copy that. We're going to paste that into our comments, so that if you want to join us, please, you're more than welcome to. I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, we are on page 1079 of the King James Bible, Matthew 16, and that is exactly where we are going to start here. The Pharisees also, with the Sadducees, came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And they've done this throughout. They have, you know, just pretty much just harassed Christ all the way around since he showed up. Always trying to tempt him, always trying to catch him in some kind of a lie, trying to catch him in something that is going to be his downfall. The problem is they can't because, well, Christ is the Word. The Word is Christ. And he is in God and God is in him. He answered and said to them, "When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today. For the sky is red in the lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it. but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were to come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, take heed, be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have taken no bread? Which Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? Do not ye understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, or how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How is it you do not understand that I spoke, it is not to you concerning bread that you should be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Very interesting, because, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, everything that they're talking about, everything that they're doing through the scripture and everything, they have Christ right in front of them, and they are ignoring that fact, and the things that they are doing are not, they're just not worthy or heavenly things. They're not understanding that right in front of them is the Son of God. And I don't understand it. And they're not true to their word. They might know the scriptures, they might know everything, but you know what? Their words are empty, empty. So when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea and Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am the Son of Man? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, one of the prophets. And he said to him, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered them and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, that this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and he said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. And he's telling Peter here, he said, listen, these things must happen. If I am to save this world and people are to be forgiven of their sins, then I must do exactly as my Father said. And you're thinking of worldly things and having me here, but what you're not thinking of is everything else that must take place in order for the world to be saved. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Don't get caught up in worldly things here. This means nothing. Keep our focus on heaven. Keep our focus on eternal things, on God, on Christ. Because what happens here doesn't matter. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, shall be some standing here, which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Chapter 17, the Transfiguration. And references, you could go to Mark 9, 2 through 13, Luke 9, 28 through 36, and Peter 1, 17 and 18. And after 6 days, thank you. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was as white as light. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And while he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and do not be afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save only Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Christ is there, and again, they're thinking, okay, we should build these tabernacles and everything. And God is telling them, just listen to him. I am well pleased in him. Listen to him. And people are like, well, how could he be talking to Moses? How could he be talking to Elias? How could he be talking to anyone? Of course he can. He's been here from the beginning to the end. It's not a surprise. Not a surprise at all. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias, as truly, shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already. And they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into water. And I brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. Verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Jesus knows how to do everything. And this one is not going to leave this child, but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And on the third day, he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorry. And instructions about taxes. And when they were come to Capernaum, they received tribute money, came to Peter and said, do not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when he was come unto the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? And Peter saith unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto them, then are the children free? Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, and go to the sea, and cast a hook, and take up a fish that cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. Take that, and give unto them for me and thee. So Jesus sends him to go do this, another miracle. Now go and cast a hook, and you'll find money there. And I want you to pay the taxes that they're claiming that we owe. And let's make sure that it's paid for you and I. Now we're on instruction about humility. And references are Mark 9:33 through 37 and Luke 9:46 through 48. At the same time, the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And said, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever, therefore, shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doeth not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of the sheep than of the 99 which were not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. God doesn't want any of us to be cast into hellfire. The goal is to save all of us. The problem is us. We're the problem. And we can't change that because we're always going to fall short. But especially with the children, you know, I mean, they have no one to defend them. Christ, the angels defend them. It's, and that's just how it is. The offended brother, moreover, if a brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, then thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, in that the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if you shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if you neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily, I say unto you, whosoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whosoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So important that we're always constantly talking about praising, giving glory, giving praise to God with friends, with family, whatever, as long as that we're having these discussions and putting him first and foremost. It's the most important thing. Here's the instruction about forgiveness. Then Peter came to him, and the Lord said, "How oft my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times?" And Jesus said to him, "I say not until thee, until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. For as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him all his debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And the servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto the Lord after all that he had called unto him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on my fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him unto the tormentors, until he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one of his brothers their trespasses. And tonight I'm going to be stopping short a little bit, guys. I've been painting all day and cooking. So I'm going to have a big dinner with the family here tonight. And we're going to stop at chapter 19, page 1083. But I wanted to get on and read a little bit. And usually we run a little over, but tonight we are not. So we're going to stop right here. We are in chapter 19. And we are in the book of Matthew, and it is absolutely fantastic. And what God's saying there at that end is, you know what? We all fall short, but have compassion, have pity, be forgiving, be understanding, have empathy. You know, if we don't... Stop. If we don't do that, I have a dog. Stop it. Stop. The dog talking back. Anyway, guys, we're going to stop right there. Page 1083, King James Bible, chapter 19. And we're going to learn about the instruction about divorce next week. And come here. I'm getting barked at right now. with that, I'm going to wish you the best week. Safest week that you can have. God bless you, God. And I apologize about the dog. All of a sudden, he is either upset that I have stopped, or he is just a goofball. Are you done? Well, thank you for tuning in to Life Walk with Christ, God. We will catch up this next week, and I apologize again for the dog. I don't know, he just went a little crazy there. So But guys, thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you come and join me. You know, get on here and let's talk about it. The Bible is open to so much interpretation. I am not a rabbi. I am not clergy. I am not a pastor, a priest. I am nobody. I'm just a guy that loves to read the Bible. I have absolutely no college or any background whatsoever, but I do love to read it. It does bring me peace. So I hope that it does you too. It's just the greatest love story that there is. And, you know, I look at it that way. Don't dive into it as this big, fearsome, be afraid. You should fear God. Okay? God is our Lord, our King, the one and only true King. But I want you to look at it as a love story, and you will see it. It will come to fruition to you. So with that, God bless you. And we will catch you guys the next time. And I had fun. Thank you very much. And we're out of here. So take care, guys.
This is for the busted hearts. This is for the question marks. This is for the outcast soul, lost control, no one knows. Sing it for the can't go back. Sing it for the broken past. Sing it for the just found out, life is now upside down. If you're looking for hope tonight,